Hi, good evening.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. This will briefly take 5 minutes of your time. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I am.
Perfect. Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and independent or other?
Republican.
Okay. Thank you. And what when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always or most of the time or some of the time or rarely or never or not sure?
Always, for all the good that it does.
Okay, thank you. And do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
No, I do not.
Okay, and do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral or no opinion?
For who?
For Rick Scott.
It's somewhat favorable.
Okay, I have the options favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion.
Then no opinion.
No opinion? Okay. How about Ron DeSantis? Do you recognize the name?
I do.
Okay. In your opinion, is he favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion to you?
Unfavorable.
Okay. And the last one on this, Donald Trump. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Okay. Is it favorable, unfavorable, or no opinion?
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. And if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Okay. Thank you. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator? Approve, disapprove, or not sure?
Approve.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government? Approve, disapprove, or not sure?
Disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security? Approve, disapprove, not sure?
Not sure.
Okay. And during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure to make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Thank you. And finally, I'm going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Probably Rick Scott. I don't know the other one.
Okay. No problem. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age group? What is your age for statistical purposes?
Okay, it's 58.
All right, thank you. And let's see here. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Hello?
Yes. Which of the following?
Yes, I'm sorry. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian,
following.
Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I would say white.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. And do you consider yourself Cuban-American?
No.
All right. Thank you. And if in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important to us, okay? Thank you so much for participating. Enjoy your night, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you. You have a good evening as well.
Likewise. Take care.
Okay. Bye.